The views and opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station, but of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, on another beautiful Chamber of Commerce weather day here in Northwest Florida, heading up on July 4th. And with me today, I've got Dr. Barbara Rodriguez. She's the head of the business department at Pensacola State College. Dr. Rodriguez, welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So first, let's learn about your background, how long you've been with the college, and how did you end up there?
Okay. I think my path to PSC actually started when I was younger in the military. I spent some time in the Army. I was a broadcaster and a public affairs specialist, and that's where my love for media grew and community relations. So after separating the military, I decided I want to be a news director. So I went into television and actually moved into television marketing, and so my shift focused more to marketing. So worked there for several years, moved down here and worked in radio marketing for a few years. And then following that, I was the marketing coordinator for Destin Commons. So during all of this time, I'm also pursuing my degrees in business and specifically marketing. I earned my doctorate in marketing and is a doctorate of business administration with the specialization in marketing. And so I was gearing more towards the marketing aspect. And during this time, I guess around 2014, the opportunity came for me to teach a class. And so I think a lot of teachers will say the same thing. From the first time I stepped into the classroom, I knew that that's where I wanted to be. So I taught the first semester at Pensacola State, and a full-time position opened up. And so I became a full-time instructor shortly after. Taught for 4 years and started to love the academic side of higher education. So set my sights on administration. I knew I wanted to get more into the curriculum development side of it. So in 2018, the opportunity presented itself to become the department head for business, at which time I applied and was put into the position, just promoted in the same department into a department head role, and I've been there ever since.
Awesome. So I was looking at your website for the business department, and I noticed that you have a pretty broad range of classes and topics that y'all cover. Talk about that a little bit.
We do. So depending on when a student comes in, we always talk to the student. We want to know what are your what's your background, and also what are your career goals, what are your future goals. So depending on where they fall into that, we'll advise them either into an associate in arts program, which we have a business advising track. So those are the transferable degrees if they want to move to a four-year university to obtain a bachelor's that we don't offer, or if they just have a goal to go to another university. We want to put them in that degree and get those prerequisite courses that they're going to need to complete that program. We also have associate in science degrees program, and in the business department, we're actually kind of diverse. We've got business, accounting technology, criminal justice, paralegal, and our newly formed program is the entrepreneurship program.
Right.
Also within the business department, we have the Marjan Maza Bachelor of Applied Science in Business and Management. And those are our bachelor's degrees, and we have 7 concentrations. They are organizational administration, human resources, graphic design, project management, public safety management, and then entrepreneurship as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was the criminal justice offerings were a little
throws
surprising.
People off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love that group. That's a great group of students. It's great faculty. So even though it's a little bit of an odd placement, I love having them in my department.
Right. So, and you said you taught, what did you teach when you first?
I started off, my very first class was public speaking. But then when I moved into the business department, I started with business communications, marketing, and just some general management courses.
Okay. So a good broad,
very broad management, kind of just business of all aspects.
Right. So we're here this morning with Dr. Barbara Rodriguez. She is the head of the business department at Pensacola State College. So we were talking a little bit before we came in the studio. I guess everybody wants to know, what's the plan for the fall? Are y'all going back in person? Are you still going to do some hybrid? What's that going to look like?
I think like most businesses, we're trying to inch back to normalcy. So, it's been a transition. Every semester looks a little bit different. And our president, Dr. Meadows, is doing a fabulous job just monitoring CDC guidelines and keeping up with not just the state mandates, but also how other colleges and universities are also trying, transitioning back into the classroom. So we have introduced with this time last year, because of all of the changes, we introduced what we call live online classes, which are essentially those Zoom classes. So students are logging in at a specific time on specific days and listening to lectures and still interacting with the instructors. And a lot of that's actually how a lot of universities and colleges have done it. And so I think that because of our student needs, we have always had a very strong online presence. And so I see, I know for the fall for us, we're keeping some of those live online classes because they really are allowing that flexibility for students who are working during the day or live a little bit further away and can't drive to the campus or need childcare. It just gives them a little bit more flexibility to be able to still interact with students, still interact with the instructor, and not have to come on campus. So we'll be keeping some of those, but we are adding more face-to-face this semester than we have in the past couple of semesters. And that's just, again, just trying to inch back to what it was pre-COVID, but still keeping the same flexibility that we love to have for our students that work.
Right. Yeah, that's great. And you mentioned a key thing that we hear a lot is childcare is such a big issue. It's just hard to find and it can be costly. So
it is. And we have our student base, it's a little non-traditional. So
right.
We have a lot of students who are working and who are taking care of families. And so we try to accommodate that as much as we possibly can. So we have the classes during the daytime in the classroom for those that, that is actually better for them. But then we also do the evening classes, the hybrid classes, and then those live online classes.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, talk about that a little bit. You just mentioned, you have some non-traditional students. You think, college, you're 18, 19, 20 years old. But I know at Pensacola State, you do a lot of training, a lot of classes for people who are already working so they can move up in their careers. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So we have a very diverse student base. We have students who have separated from the military, they're active military, they're returning students, maybe they went to college in their when they were younger and took a break to either work or start families and they're coming back. So we have a very diverse student base. So we try to create this environment that one, they feel comfortable because it can be a little nerve-wracking, especially if you're a little bit older, to come back to the classroom and think you're going to be in class with a lot of younger students. And so you feel a little intimidated or out of place.
Mm-hmm.
But our classroom is not really like that. If you walk into a class, you're going to see all ages and people are coming in with all backgrounds. They've been in the workforce for 20 plus years and they're coming back to either change career paths or to promote. So they come back to get their degrees later in life, or they've served 20 plus years in the military and they come back at that point. Or a lot of them will come and say, I put my kids through school, they're graduated, and now it's my turn.
Right.
So our student base is just very diverse, and we have the opportunity to reach students in a different stage of their life. And it's actually very exciting, and it just adds so much more to the discussions that take place in the classroom, because now we're not just teaching. Now, we're allowing them to teach each other, and we're learning from them. Also, having been in the field for as long as they have, whatever their careers are, we're getting firsthand knowledge and we're getting firsthand experience, and we're able to use that in the classroom in a way to enhance the instruction.
Right. So it's not just the standards, a professor stands up at the front of the class and lectures for an hour.
Absolutely not. We love the open discussions. We love getting input and having them teach each other. If you've got a younger student, you can match them up with maybe an older student, and really, there's so much learning that takes place just in that conversation.
Right. So to take classes, do you have to be enrolled full-time at the college? Can you take an individual class? How does that work?
You can. There's different ways that you can do it depending on what your goals are. So, and then you've got, you know, financial aid considerations also. But if you just want to take one class, or if you want to take, instead of an entire degree, you can pursue certificates. Mm-hmm. That's possible also. You can do so as a student. You can do so as a non-degree seeking. We have advisors, and our admissions office is great to help a student identify where they fall in that and what steps they need to take to achieve those goals.
Okay. So if I just want to take one class on something that will help me potentially move up my career, I can just go online, sign up for it.
You would go online, and you'd have to actually do an application.
Okay.
So, but it's through that application process that our admissions and our advisors will be able to if you just want one class, they would put you as a non-degree seeking, or, you know, whatever the case may be for that particular student. But you would want to start with the application so that we can figure out exactly where, what steps need to be taken to get you in the classes that you want.
Okay. So that, because, you know, sometimes it's just you need one class or two classes to help, and so
sure.
It's good to know that process. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And about how many students do you have in the business department?
So I'll use spring numbers for this. Okay. Summer is a little skewed because you know, people go on vacations,
right.
And they don't really take classes. So for spring, and I'll kind of break it down for our programs. The AA degree, we have one, it's our largest degree program. We have one degree college-wide. The advising tracks that I mentioned earlier, they're just subsets of the larger degree. And that's our largest program. I don't know exactly the number in that entire program, but that extends outside of even business students. Those that are in the business advising track, we have a little under 400 that mm-hmm. are that have designated business as their advising track.
Okay.
So within the AS degrees, we have, I mentioned, the business, and that's got anywhere between about 125, 130 students. Then, which is our largest AS degree program that we have, our accounting technology has about 60 students.
Okay.
So those are the students that are not, they're not the ones that want to be accountants, because accountants will actually get an AA degree and then transfer to UWF.
Right.
But the accounting technology students are just wanting to get the workforce degree for payroll accounting, just basic financial statement type of information.
Mm-hmm.
Our criminal justice program has about 40 students.
Okay.
Our paralegal program has about 40 students. So those are relatively similar in size. And then we have our new entrepreneurship program,
mm-hmm.
which currently has about 45 students, which is actually pretty exciting because we just started this program a couple of years ago.
Right.
And so in the few years that it's been active, it's grown substantially. Every semester we see more students adding to it. Our BIS program, our largest program, is the organizational administration, which is a more general type of management program, and that's got about 150. Our human resources is about 125. Healthcare management is also a fairly large and very popular program, and that's got about 130 students.
Okay.
Graphic design, about 40. Public safety, about 25. And then our entrepreneurship BAS is actually brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't had any students that have declared this one yet, because it is brand new, just now being offered. So we're still building that program. And our goal is for our entrepreneurship AS students, or even some business students, to transfer into that program once they complete.
Okay. So most of the classes are going to be fairly small then.
That's one great thing about PSC is we do have the small class sizes, which really enhances the experience of, you know, of getting to know your classmates, and also getting to know your instructor. And
mm-hmm.
so there's a lot of one-on-one communication and interaction with the instructor and the student.
Yeah, that's always a great benefit, to be able to have that relationship with your instructor, or you can go to with questions
Absolutely.
And not feel intimidated.
It can make a big difference in the success of a student.
Right.
Being able to have that comfort to go and talk to your instructor when something is not right, whether in the classroom or outside of the classroom,
mm-hmm.
if you're struggling with anything, to have that relationship with the instructor, to be able to talk to them and the instructor get to know you and provide resources for you, provide that extra help for you, it can make or break somebody's time in the program.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're here this morning on the Chamber Connection with Dr. Barbara Rodriguez. She is the head of the business department at Pensacola State College. So you mentioned entrepreneurship programs, fairly new, but we're hearing a lot more about people coming who've gone through the pandemic who, you know, they're looking at, and maybe they've already quit their job or they're contemplating that, and you know, entrepreneurship really seems to be taking off. What are you seeing from your perspective with that?
We do hear a lot of students, almost everybody has a business idea. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not they're serious about carrying out that idea or not, or how close they are to doing it, that varies.
Right.
But so many of them have an idea. They just don't know how to get it off the ground. So we have been very fortunate. It's a very exciting time for us with the development of these entrepreneurship programs, because in addition to that, we have taken part in some of the entrepreneurial initiatives in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. So this is exciting because we are able to provide that formal education for the students in the classroom. But we all know that the real learning takes place when you're actually doing it.
Right.
So when they complete their degree, we don't want to just give them a diploma and say good luck. We want to also put in their hands resources that are going to assist them at whatever point they're at. So whether they are beginning at just that idea stage, or they've started working on it, but they don't know how to scale it, they don't know how to market themselves. There's so many things that an entrepreneur needs to know, mm-hmm. and you're wearing so many hats,
right.
and you just don't know how to get these resources. So we have been partnering with a lot of the local organizations, and just trying to provide these resources for these students in any way that we can and whatever they need, because there's so many out there and they just don't know about them.
Right.
So we want to be able to, you know, provide that formal education setting, but also give them the tools to be successful when they leave us.
Right. Yeah. And that's another thing I hear a lot, is that, you know, there are a lot of people who, like, say they have great ideas. They want to try to, you know, start a business, but you know, they don't know where to turn for marketing help, for budget help.
It's so much. There's so much that they need to know.
Right, right. So it's good to hear that there's that collaboration amongst, you know, different entities here in the community that are really trying to address it, because it does seem like entrepreneurship is going to be a key to business growth here locally in the future.
Sure, absolutely. And so I was able to go to Boston with a group from just various agencies in Pensacola,
right.
in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce, but also with Studer Community Institute, DC Reeves, Jim Sparks, who was formerly with the UWF Center for Entrepreneurship, Brian Wire from the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce, and then Pat Rooney from Florida West. So it was a group of us, very diverse mix, that went to Boston, and we studied this group from MIT, they have this venture mentoring, which is essentially just entrepreneurship mentoring, mm-hmm. system, and they have this model that had been in place for decades, and so we went up there to study it, and we brought it back here to modify it for Pensacola.
Right.
Because it had been successful for so many years up there, and we wanted to be able to bring that back here. So it provided us this opportunity to see how Boston is doing it and MIT.
Right.
And how can we adapt that for little Pensacola? So it was a little bit of a challenge, a lot of brainstorming, but it's now a fully launched program. The first group of entrepreneurs are meeting with their mentors. It's a great program, and we're really excited to see where it goes.
Yeah. Now, and that was, you actually beat me to my next question, because I was going to ask you, which is great. But yeah, again, that collaboration, you know, different entities working together to try to build up entrepreneurs, you know.
It's one great thing about the community college system is we really rely on the community,
mm-hmm.
and these the businesses that are around. We are in constant communication. We have, you know, advisory boards regularly, but we're always talking to businesses locally to try and find, you know, what are the needs?
Mm-hmm.
What do they need us to provide? Because you know, we're just one institution, but we want to be able to provide the city with, you know, the employees that they are looking for. What are the needs? Where are the gaps? So that we can come in and try to fill those. And the entrepreneurship, UWF has a great entrepreneurship center for entrepreneurship, and we collaborate with them very well. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to be another piece to the puzzle.
Right. So yeah, talk about with entrepreneurship piece. Are there other collaborations that Pensacola State College is working with on the business side?
We do. So since, you know, I mentioned the VMS, which is the Venture Mentoring Services, it's the VMS program. It's the spring is essentially kind of where that's housed. Mm-hmm. And the spring is a great resource. And so I'm in constant communication with them to, you know, provide the students with, so I'm sending out these mass emails with entrepreneurship events that are coming up, like EntreCon and things like that,
right.
1 million cups, any way that they can get in there and start networking. So the spring is one area where I'm very involved so that I can get that information to the students. And it's really just them sending me just things that I can distribute to them and hopefully put something in their hands that they can then attend or, you know, take advantage of so that it helps them in their business. We also have a partnership with CoLab, which offers the office space and some other resources mm-hmm. as well. So there's a lot of networking that we do that we, and, you know, I mentioned UWF and just really any Landrum. We try to, we've got our HR program. So I've spoken with Landrum in the past about creating a chapter for our students to become a part of the SHRM organization. So just lots of different ideas that we come up with. And then, you know, just reaching out to whoever. I mean, I think we're really it's a really great partnership with Pensacola State and the community in mm-hmm. general, even extending outside of the business department. And so just whatever I can do, whoever I can talk to enhance our programs, I'm constantly, you know, trying to do this to get these resources in our students' hands.
Right. Yeah, that communication is so key, because if you're pursuing things that aren't really necessary, or, you know,
absolutely. Yeah, we need to be able to justify why we're teaching what we're teaching.
Right.
Because students can be very, you know, they want to know that this is going to matter to them. It's their time and mm-hmm. their effort and their money, and they want to know that what they're learning is actually going to help them. And so our degrees are workforce degrees.
Right.
So they can take this information that they are learning and really apply it immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything else, any additional information you want to share, or how students or potential students can get engaged?
Well, for one, registration is open now. Okay. So we do have our fall registration. Fall semester starts August 16th. So whether you are a new student or a returning student, whether you need online classes or you want to be in the classroom, we want to be able to help you with whatever your goals are. So our registration is open. You can just visit our website, pensacolastate.edu. And if you need assistance, you don't exactly know where to start, we've got great advisors that are ready to help. And if whether you're in business or not in business, but if there are any, you know, students or prospective students out there that want to ask more questions about any of these programs, feel free to reach out to me. I'm on the website. You can find my contact information there, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Barbara Rodriguez, head of the business department at Pensacola State College, really appreciate your time today. A lot of great information. And yeah, if you're interested, check out PensacolaState.com.
Dot edu.
PensacolaState.edu for more information. But thank you for everything
you
do
for
the community and supporting our businesses.
Thank you. I appreciate the time today.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up here, do want to mention one thing that's coming up. The state this year has the inaugural Freedom Week sales tax week that starts on Thursday. So if you're buying tickets to events, if you're buying certain sporting good items, you'll be able to get those tax-free starting on Thursday. So make sure you take advantage of that. You can get more information online. And want to make sure everyone has a safe and happy 4th of July. It's hopefully the weather will be nice and enjoy the beach and the fireworks and everything that goes along with that. But again, appreciate everyone's support and glad you checked us out on the Chamber Connection.
Thank you, Todd, so much. And thank you, Barbara, for bringing some more information about Pensacola State College and what you guys offer. It's going to be school time before we know it. So it's something to think about. Also, we can't stop thinking about the news. So, Mark, what do you have coming up?
Well, we had a couple of shooting incidents over the weekend, including one where a homeowner shot somebody who was trying to steal his car. We'll tell you about it after Fox.